Hi, welcome to ESG's Women in Cybersecurity, and I'm so pleased to have this episode with Caroline Wong. Hi, Caroline, how are you?
Hi, I'm so good. I'm delighted to be here.
So can you introduce yourself? Just tell us, what you do.
Yes, I am the Chief Strategy Officer at Cobalt. We are a pen test as a service company.
So I know you studied electrical engineering and computer science at Cal. What got you into cybersecurity?
When I was 16 or 17 years old, my Chinese immigrant father asked me what I would like to study in college. And I said to him, well, I love dance and I think psychology is really interesting. So maybe I'd like to study dance or psychology. And he said to me, you're going to study engineering and you're going to do it at the best school you get accepted to.
Go Bears.
And it was just like that, you know, that was actually something that really characterized my childhood. My parents, I think like all parents, did the very best that they could for me. And that was one of my dad's ways of doing the very best that he could for me. So I graduated from EECS and I had an internship the summer between my junior and senior year. I got this gig at eBay in the IT project management department. eBay, I think, was one of the first companies to allow strangers to transact with each other over the internet. So I started as a security engineer focused on policy and compliance. And I really got my big break when Dave Cullinane, who was formerly the CISO at Washington Mutual, joined our team. And after working together as a team for a little while, he asked me to report directly to him and to take on a new role, which was chief of staff for the team. I said, Dave, you know, I'm 23 years old. I'm pretty new to information security. You know, I just want to be really upfront about my level of experience. And he said, I know that what you can do is get things done. I have all of the strategy that we need. And what I need is a partner who can really focus on execution. eBay's information security budget, thanks to Dave, increased by an order of magnitude. And we grew the team from about 25 people to 65 people. So we were a really great team. And he was an amazing mentor to me. In 2011, I published a book on security metrics with McGraw-Hill. And that book is dedicated to Dave.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it sounds like such the perfect opportunity of somebody who's willing to work with you, recognizes your strengths and your creativity and ability to work really hard and just kind of give you some freedom, but also give you some structure. Can you talk a little bit about what you learned from that role and then the steps you took afterwards?
I got to see so much in that role. And 6 months into it, Dave said to me, and this is kind of where the security metrics come in. He said, okay, we've got the money. We're hiring people. We're buying technology. We're launching projects. Next, what we need are the metrics to demonstrate the return on investment. And so we had an opportunity to try something out that for the most part wasn't really being done.
Nice. And you took those learnings and put them into a book to share with other people so they wouldn't have to go through that whole learning process, right?
I did. And it was so incredibly satisfying. You know, it's been more than 10 years since the book came out. And I have found that the content has really stood the test of time. Last year, I published a course on LinkedIn Learning called Security Metrics Insights that basically is the version 2 of this book, but in a kind of video course format.
Nice. Yeah. And definitely share those links in the blog so that folks can go check that out. So tell me a little bit about after eBay and the career steps after that.
I was living in San Francisco and a role came up in San Francisco and it was for this company that was just exploding. It was the new cool hot thing. Folks may remember playing the game Farmville. And they had an opportunity on the security management team. I spent 2 years leading a security team at Zynga. I wrote the information security policies to help take Zynga through their IPO.
Nice. And then what did you do after Zynga?
At this stage, I realized that I had sort of fallen into cybersecurity. I hadn't actually chosen it. It just sort of happened. maybe there's an opportunity for me to try something different. And a global product management opportunity came up at Symantec. And I thought to myself, well, if I learn how to do product management, then I will have a skill set that I might actually be able to apply in different fields. So I did some product management. Now, by the time I left Symantec, I had realized, oh, cybersecurity is actually really cool. Information security is actually a really great place to be. This field is growing. And I found myself at Cigital. Cigital later got acquired by Synopsys. And I was performing BSIMM assessments, B-S-I-M-M. Mm-hmm. So I was flying around the world, interviewing security development teams, software development teams, talking to them about software security and writing these management consultant reports. So it was really fun because I had started off in a practitioner role, leading mm-hmm. security teams, and then mm-hmm. I pivoted to product management, and then I pivoted again to management consulting. And these different roles within the industry, I got a new perspective every time.
Yep. You can apply what you've learned in previous roles to your next roles, even if they're a little bit different. So after that, is that when you went to Cobalt? And can you tell us about that?
That's right. So I was leading this really, really fun lifestyle. I mean, it was like Sweden one day and Japan the next. And then I started my family. And I thought to myself, I don't want to be on the road anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to be home. I talked to something like 15 different organizations about different roles. And one of them was this tiny little startup with less than 10 people called Cobalt. And I remember meeting the founders and I thought to myself, wow, you know, these folks, they're not from the industry. They're not the type of cybersecurity startup founders that have spent 20 or 30 years doing this work. They're actually looking at it from a different perspective. And so at this stage in my career, my number one thing was and is to work with people that I like and respect, who like and respect me. And the second thing, I really wanted to make a big impact. And I thought to myself, an emerging startup might be just the way to do that. I'll never forget going for one of the interviews, you know, and I come home afterwards and my husband looks at me and he says, Caroline, I've never seen you so excited about work ever. You know, you've got to take this job. And that, of course, to me, means a lot. You know, as a working parent, you know, everything that I do, my partner and I, like, we have to decide together. And, you know, that was 6 years ago. And it's been a super fun adventure ever since.
So tell us a little bit about Cobalt, what you guys do with the platform.
Sure. So Cobalt provides pen testing as a service. The job of cybersecurity professionals is to find and fix vulnerabilities. And there are two categories of how to find and fix vulnerabilities. There are vulnerabilities that can be found via scanning and software and machines. And there are some vulnerabilities which can only be found by humans. It has been a challenge to connect skilled penetration testers who can do this vulnerability finding and software with the organizations that need it. And so what Cobalt does is we've revolutionized pen testing and we can now get a pen test started in less than 48 hours.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of in my coverage area for cloud and application security, we talk about tools that people should put in place, but nothing replaces the creativity that somebody brings into looking at what vulnerabilities there are or what can be exploited and that kind of analysis to think like a hacker and use that on the application so that people know. Tell me what's rewarding. What are you doing in your role as Chief Strategy Officer?
I oversee our security and IT teams. I oversee our human resources operations and our talent acquisition teams. The other piece, of course, is strategy, which includes both looking out, like, what does the future of the company look like in 3 years? How are we designing our OKRs, our objectives and key results? And how are we making that happen and building it into the culture of how we do our work at Cobalt? So it's kind of a mixed bag, but it's just really fun. I'm always doing different things.
Besides what you do with Cobalt, you're very active in the community. You're very articulate. You help educate people on what they should be aware of in general cybersecurity issues. So, you know, how do you see your role in just like helping to communicate what cybersecurity people do to outside people world who now have to think more and more about cybersecurity as everything is digital and online these days?
This is perhaps one of the parts of my work that I am most passionate about. There's been a thread of it throughout my entire career. So when I started at eBay, we would have these eBay Live conferences where buyers and sellers would get together in person. You know, these are like folks who are selling Beanie Babies on the internet. Like, they're not technology experts. They're certainly not cybersecurity experts. And I had opportunities to talk to them about what their experience was like using our technology and to give them advice. When I was at Zynga, I directed a short video that was like Zynga security tips for end users. And most recently, I spoke on CBS News about the dangers of the metaverse. You know, from my perspective, our lives are just filled with software, and software is inherently insecure unless it is purposely made secure. And today, unfortunately, as a practice, we're just not disciplined about it. And the thing about security is that it is a team effort. Security happens because a lot of different people make decisions and take actions or don't. And so the only way to get actually good security is to involve a lot of people. And so it's a passion area for me.
Absolutely.
To take concepts that historically have been explained in really complicated ways and just try to make them accessible.
Great. And you've also worked a lot to bring diversity to the field, and you've done a lot for other women in cybersecurity. Tell us about your experience and why diversity and bringing more women to the field is important.
It is hard to build and to maintain and operate technology systems that are resilient to attack. And we haven't figured it out. From a technical perspective, we as an industry know how to find and fix and prevent vulnerabilities, but we can't make it happen. And I think there is a broad acknowledgement that diversity brings better results. If you bring different folks in a room and they went to different schools and they think differently and their life experiences are different and their family cultures are different, and you present them a problem, they are likely to come up with different solutions. And so we have an opportunity. And so in 2017, I wrote a report called Women in Security, a Progressive Movement. And what I did was I surveyed 300 women working in cybersecurity. And so what I really wanted to do was I wanted to say to women, like, what do you love about your job? These are extraordinary roles that we have opportunities to work in. You know, there are lifestyle benefits, there are financial benefits. And so for me, it was really important to say, look, there are actually a ton of women in this field and they love it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important.
That's great. There are so many women in cybersecurity, and I think it's nice to be able to encourage other women into the field. So throughout your career, are there any challenges that you faced and how have you overcome them?
Absolutely. The one that stands out in my mind is being in a toxic workplace environment. I once worked on a team where my peers would bully me and then talk to me about it afterwards, explaining their plan to bully me.
Wow.
And I had no idea how to respond. And now I realize that we have choices. We don't have to stay in roles like that. We don't have to work on teams like that. I've really come to value working with teams and with colleagues with whom I can bring my whole self to the table and be valued for it. I think that when folks are valued and accepted, they're going to do better work. I think that's a natural outcome.
So one thing that we've talked about, how important it is to have a really supportive partner being, you know, very driven in our careers. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. I grew up in a household with a dad who worked as an attorney and a mom who was a stay-at-home mom. And that was how my parents chose to structure our family life. And I was always encouraged to excel in school and to pursue achievement and accomplishment. And I always thought to myself, you know, if I meet the right person, I would really like to have a family. And I have really big career ambitions. And balancing it all isn't easy. I spend pretty much my whole day in front of my laptop. And I work in cybersecurity. My husband struggles to do a basic Google search. Literally, he is not great with technology, but he could carve a trail in our forest. He can teach my kids how to ride their bikes. And so we just have this acknowledgement that to build a family, there are different things that need to be done. And each of us are really good at different things. And so we're just going to do those things that we're really good at. And so I know that my partner's support and his decision to be a stay-at-home dad has allowed me and supported my advancement in my career.
And what advice do you have for women in cybersecurity? What advice can you share to encourage women in our field?
If I could go back and talk to myself 20 years ago, I would say to myself, look, Caroline, unpleasant and bad and terrible stuff will happen. That is the nature of life. And what you need to believe is that your future self is strong enough to handle it. Life for me has been full of all sorts of wonderful things and all sorts of terrible things. And that's just how it goes, you know? But I think if we can develop some trust in our future selves, then it can feel a little bit better.
Sounds good. And are there any resources that you'd like to share? We'll put a lot of links in the blog post that will accompany this, but any thoughts on, you know, any resources or things people should look into in cybersecurity?
So I am a LinkedIn Learning instructor and I teach courses on cybersecurity. I would be very happy to make those courses available at no cost for the listeners and the viewers of this program. And so I'll make sure to do that. I cover security metrics and OWASP top 10 and sort of basic cybersecurity at work topics.
Awesome. Well, Caroline, thank you so much for joining our show today. We appreciate it so much. And for those watching the video, tune in to the audio podcast. There's so much more that we dig into with Caroline. So thank you so much for joining and be sure to sign up and hear more great stories from women in cybersecurity.